Even though Take-Two tried to take down this project, it still managed to get a full public release. The Revolution team proved unstoppable, releasing the Vice City Next Gen Edition on January 25th. It's currently available on their VK page and GTA forums, though it might be removed any day since Take-Two has already banned their YouTube channel. This mod is a fully remade version of Vice City, bringing back all the classic missions, side quests, and iconic locations, but now running on GTA 4's engine. This mod shouldn't be compared to the definitive edition. It's not a remaster. Calling it a next-gen edition was a smart move because it's more than just an upgrade. It's a perfect blend of GTA Vice City's classic charm, with all the technical advantages that the 4's engine brings to the table. The list of improvements from GTA 4 that enhance the overall experience is truly impressive. The beloved ragdoll physics, the ability to swim instead of drowning like in the original Vice City, more weather types, and overall more realistic weather effects. The list goes on, and while not everyone will love it, especially those who aren't fans of GTA 4's handling mechanics, I personally think these additions improve the experience a lot. Plus, the ability to take calls while driving any vehicle is a great quality of life improvement that feels right at home in this version. This mod is not just impressive, it's groundbreaking. For the first time in the entire history of GTA modding, modders have managed to port the entire story from one GTA game to another. It's a huge milestone for the community, and what's even more exciting is that the modders announced the project will be open source. This means other modders can use their work as a foundation to port missions from other GTA games. We could potentially see full mission ports of GTA 3 or San Andreas in the future. Some of you might remember the old GTA 4 San Andreas mod. It was brilliant, but the lack of missions made the experience feel a bit hollow. It wasn't like today's multiplayer era, where 5M allows players to roleplay and create content within the map. It's worth noting that while the modders figured out how to port missions to the GTA 4 engine, it's an entirely different story for GTA 5. Even though both games run on the Rage engine, GTA 5 uses a more advanced iteration, and so far, no one has cracked the code to port missions from older GTAs to 5. This makes the GTA 4 engine the only viable platform for projects like this, at least for now. But thanks to this project, we finally have proof that it's possible, and it opens the door for more incredible mods in the future. On top of the main story missions, this mod brings back a ton of side missions and activities from the original Vice City. Almost everything you remember from the original is here. You can still buy properties like the Malibu Club, and all the missions tied to them. What's cool is that instead of collecting money from floating icons, you now pick it up from realistic objects, like a money counter or printer. The modders even reimagined how buying properties works. You'll find for sale signs across the city, and some buildings even have detailed interiors you can explore, like Tommy's Hotel or local stores. On top of all that, the mod doesn't just bring back the original Vice City voice lines, it also introduces something entirely new. Since the Revolution team consists of 4 modders from Russia, they went a step further and added Russian voice acting, recorded in a professional studio. While this may not seem like a big deal to some, it's a significant addition for players in Russia and neighboring countries, where the GTA trilogy has always been extremely popular. This addition shows how much the team cares about the project and their audience, making sure it's accessible and enjoyable for their local community, while staying true to the global appeal of the original game. The visuals in this mod are on another level. The team added full ENB support, and you can enable or disable it directly from their custom launcher. If you want to stick to the vanilla GTA 4 graphics, you can turn it off, but I definitely recommend keeping it on. The modders clearly put a lot of time into tweaking the ENB settings to perfectly match the Vice City vibe, and it shows. The lighting, reflections, and overall atmosphere with the ENB enabled make the city look absolutely stunning, especially at night. It's hard to imagine playing without it once you see how much it enhances the graphics. Of course, it's not just the ENB doing all the work. The team also manually recreated and improved the lighting throughout the game, especially in interiors. A few weeks ago, they posted a comparison showing the differences, and the improvements are massive. Interiors that once felt flat now look vibrant and atmospheric, with lighting that completely transforms the mood of each location. All the iconic radio stations from Vice City have been fully ported over, but what's even better is that they decided to use the PS2 version instead of the PC ones. This means you get the full original soundtrack, including songs that were removed from the PC version due to licensing issues. And let's be honest, Vice City probably had one of the best, if not the best, soundtracks across all the GTA games. From the timeless classics to the vibe-setting tracks that define the game, being able to listen to the full, uncut version makes cruising around the city feel even more special. For those who love using cheat codes, the developers have made sure to include them in this mod as well. Unlike GTA 4, where cheats were entered through a phone, this mod lets you type them in just like you did in the original Vice City. It's a nostalgic touch that brings back memories of scribbling cheat codes on scraps of paper and experimenting with them for hours. Whether you want to spawn vehicles, lower your wanted level, or just cause chaos, the cheat codes are fully functional and feel just as satisfying as they did back in the day. That said, the mod currently includes 26 cheats, while the original Vice City had 58. Some fan favorites like Seaways haven't been ported yet, but honestly, it's better than nothing, and the cheats that are available work perfectly. Plus, the launcher seems to include the ability to update the mod, so there's a chance we might see more cheats added in future updates. The mod isn't without its flaws, and there are definitely some areas that could use improvement. One of the biggest issues is the random crashes. If it happens after you've finished a mission, it's not the end of the world because of the autosave feature, but if it happens during a long mission, it's a huge headache since you lose all your progress and have to start over. Another noticeable flaw is with the cutscene animations. They're not as smooth as they could be, and you can even spot the stuttering in the official trailer. It's not perfect, but at least we're getting proper in-game cutscenes instead of some low-effort pre-recorded videos, so I'll take it. Then there's the infamous Z-fighting issue, which is a well-known problem with the Rage engine. It's hard to ignore when you see flickering textures on windows or buildings, and while it doesn't ruin the gameplay, it does break the immersion a bit. Map collisions are another problem. You'll occasionally crash into curbs or objects that shouldn't be an obstacle, and it can make driving around feel a bit clunky. On top of that, there are a handful of smaller bugs scattered throughout the game, but nothing that makes it unplayable. Considering this is the first release, and it was made by just 4 modders working for 2 years, it's honestly impressive they've gotten this far. Hopefully, they'll get some well-earned rest and come back later with updates to iron out these issues. Even with its flaws, this mod is a massive achievement, and I'm excited to see how it evolves in the future. Of course, not everything has been smooth sailing for this project. Take-Two Interactive has already taken drastic action against the modders, including deleting their YouTube channel without any prior warning. This takedown comes shortly after the removal of another major project, the Liberty City Preservation Project, which was pulled just 3 weeks after its release. In that case, Rockstar reportedly contacted the team directly and asked them to take the mod down. But with the Revolution team, things played out differently. As far as I know, they weren't contacted by Rockstar or Take-Two. Instead, just days after releasing their teaser trailer, and right before the beta launch, their entire YouTube channel was suddenly deleted. If you try to watch the teaser now, it says it was removed by Take-Two. What makes this even more frustrating is that the team had streamed so much of the development process. And these weren't just casual updates. They served as a key resource for other modders who might want to replicate their workflow on future projects, like porting missions from GTA 3 or San Andreas. With those live streams now gone, the community has lost a valuable source of insight and information. The mod was taken down even before its official release, but the Revolution team decided to release it anyway. What's likely even more frustrating for Take-Two is that they uploaded it to torrent sites, making it virtually impossible to take down completely. Of course, I won't be providing any links, as that would risk this video being taken down as well. But on the other hand, should we really be angry at Take-Two? Maybe. But let's not forget that these are their rules. Their policies clearly state that no assets from one GTA game can be ported into another. Yes, those rules are strict, but since these assets belong to Rockstar and Take-Two, they have the right to enforce them however they want. Modders who decide to ignore these guidelines should already expect a takedown if they plan to release their work publicly. Do I agree with these rules being so strict? Not at all. It's frustrating because we've seen how other developers are much more open about modding. Rockstar, on the other hand, doesn't give us the creative freedom we deserve as a community. Mods like this show the potential of what fans can create, but instead of embracing it, they try to shut it down. It's a shame, because modding has always been such a vital part of the GTA series legacy. The Revolution team shared an emotional statement on their VK page after Take-Two deleted their YouTube channel just 2 days before the mod's release. They explained, "A tremendous amount of effort and time was invested into developing the channel, including hundreds of hours of streams dedicated to the mod's development. Additionally, we've lost contact with our international audience, which made up a significant portion of our community. The teaser trailer alone had gained over 100,000 views and 1,500 comments in less than a day, but everything was wiped without warning or any possibility of recovery." Despite this, they pushed forward, saying, "These past 2 days have been emotionally challenging for the entire team. As we envisioned the release happening differently, with a cozy stream celebrating the long-awaited debut of the mod. But none of that matters anymore. The most important thing now is that we've released the project on the promised date. The team wanted the mod to require a legitimate copy of GTA 4 first, but after Take-Two action, they've rebuilt the project in those final days to turn it into a fully standalone installation package. Simply download, install, and play. No compatibility issues with with different versions, as the mod is now fully autonomous. In reflecting on Take-Two's actions, they voice their disappointment. It's truly unfortunate that Take-Two Interactive continues to shut down modding initiatives that aim to maintain interest in their iconic games. However, they ended with hope for the community, stating, "Perhaps our project will serve as an example for the entire modding community. This project wasn't created for profit, but as a gift to the fans and a tribute to the developers of the original game."